In this episode of Talking Assets, I am going to walk you through XBRL. So using XBRL tags to pool financial statement data into a Google Sheet. Before we get started, let's talk about what XBRL is. XBRL stands for Extensible Business Reporting Language. So it's a business reporting language, and it's called extensible because the language can be extended as needed. And so what is it used for? Well, this XBRL language is used in financial reports to tag financial statement amounts and financial statement disclosures. So a company, a preparer, can go to their financial statements in their submission to the Securities and Exchange Commission, maybe in an annual report or a quarterly filing like the 10Q, and tag a number, say, in the balance sheet, or tag a number in the income statement. And the tag that is attached to the number tells the user of the financial statement what accounting standard that number was prepared in accordance with. And it also provides a description of what is in that account, among other things. So these tags contain lots of information for the users of the financial statements. So the nice thing about these tags, from a data analysis standpoint, is that we can use the tags to retrieve information from SEC filings automatically in either an Excel workbook or in a Google Sheet. So I'm going to use, in this episode of Talking Assets, I'm going to be using Google Sheets because Google Sheets is freely accessible and it works very nicely with Google Sheets. All right, so let's hop over now to the computer and I'll walk you through this process. All right, so before we dive into building our spreadsheet in Google Sheets that pulls in data from the SEC's financial reports or the financial reports of companies filed with the SEC using XBRL tags, let's see what these XBRL tags look like. Let's look at Apple's annual report, its latest annual report. So if I go to sec.gov and I search for filings, I can find Apple's 10K filings. So if I click on 10Ks, I can go to Apple's October 29th filing, which is for the fiscal year ended September 25th, 2021, $392 million of product sales. So not an insignificant number. This is a very sizable amount. So when I first said that, it sounded kind of strange that the number was that small, but these are in, that's $297 billion of sales, product sales. All right, so the XBRL tag, what is that? If you click on any number in this income statement, you can see exactly what goes into that number. So here is the XBRL tag. And if you scroll through these pages, here's some documentation about what goes into this line item. All right, so it's the amount excluding tax collected from customer of revenue from satisfaction of performance obligation by transferring and so on and so forth. So you get a description of what that number is, okay? You also, which is very nice, you get a linkage of this number to the accounting standard that the number was prepared in accordance with, okay? So this particular number was prepared in accordance with the accounting standards codification ASC number 10, and it was section 50, paragraph 22. This is topic 280 in the codification. So, and if you wanted to, you could follow this link and you could go and look at the codification and see what the exact standard is. And so that is there. So there's lots of rich information that is tagged now in these financial statement amounts. All right. So what we want to do is we want to use that rich information. We want to use the tags that are attached to these numbers, and we want to quickly and automatically pull those numbers into a spreadsheet. So how can we do that? So what I've done is I just opened up a brand new Google Sheets file. So just in your browser, you can run Google Sheets. Anybody that has a Google account, a free Google account, can work in Google Sheets. For this particular exercise, we need to add some functionality to Google Sheets. We need to tell Google Sheets how to do something custom for us. And so we're going to do that by going to extensions in Google Sheets, and then we're going to click into Google's apps script. All right, so this app script that Google provides is it's a backend language that you can use to add functionality to a Google product. You can add functionality to Google Docs. You can add functionality to Google Slides. You can add functionality to Google Sheets. All right. And all that you have to do is write some script that tells Google Sheets what to do. All right. Fortunately, there has been some script written already that we can use to run the functionality that we want. So this is a script file here, and somebody has already written this script to expand the functionality of Google Sheets to pull in financial statement data. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to copy this script, and I'm going to put this into this project within Google Apps, or the app script. All right, so this is some code. This tells Google what to do. I'm going to name this as XBRL, and I'm going to say it's today's date. Okay. Hit rename. All right. And then we're going to want to deploy this app script. So we're going to tell Google to deploy this program that we have now given to it. So we're going to send it out. I'm going to say new deployment. We're going to send it as a web application. Again, I'm just going to say this is XBRL with today's date. And I'm going to make it available to anyone. So I'm going to deploy it. We'll get some warning messages here because this is a custom written application. It is trustworthy. I've actually obtained this script from a analytics textbook. So I'm just going to, when Google prompts me to approve this app, I'm going to say it's okay because I know it's from a trusted source. It's actually from an analytics textbook. All right. So I'm going to say authorize access. I'm going to say it's okay for me. I get a warning here. It says the app hasn't been verified. Normally in this situation, my recommendation is stop here. Do not deploy this application. You don't know who wrote it. You don't know how safe it is. But in this particular situation, I know that this is a safe script. I'm going to click advanced, and I'm going to say continue, right? So I'm going to deploy this. I'm going to say allow. And now this product, or this extension to Google Sheets has been deployed. And all that I need to do now is go back to my Google Sheet. And if I refresh this page, what I'm going to see now is a new menu appear at the top of the page. So you'll see, it'll take just a moment, but right now it says file, edit, view, insert, format, data, tools, extensions, help. In just a moment, you should see appear another one that says iXBRL analyst. And there it is. All right, so there is our new functionality that script that we ran adds to Google Sheets. And the nice thing about this is now we've added a custom function to Google Sheets. So if you think about functions in Google Sheets, if you put in a series of numbers, 1, 3, 72, 56, if I wanted to add those up, I could say sum these numbers. And that sum is a function in Google Sheets. Well, the script that we just deployed adds a new function, a new custom function to Google Sheets that allows it to pull in financial statement information using XBRL tags. Okay. So how do we take advantage of this now? All right. So I'm just going to set up a spreadsheet here. So I'm going to say, let's go. I'm going to want to have some user input. I want the user to input the company's ticker. So the company ticker. I want maybe the year. So what period do we want? I want to know the frequency. So do I want this on an annual basis or quarterly basis? And then I want something for scale. Like, do I want to scale these numbers by thousands or millions? And so I'm going to ask for some user inputs here. So I'm just going to bold these. And then to indicate that I want the user to input some things, I'm going to say, I'm just going to highlight these cells just so the user knows that, you know, this is an area where we need some input. All right. So I'm going to say, I'm going to put a box around this. Okay. Because this is the area we're going to manipulate. And then let's say we want to look at some financial statement data for income statement. And we want to look at 2021, 2020, and 2019. Okay. So I'm just going to format this a little bit, clean it up a bit. All right. So I'm going to center these numbers, maybe bold this stuff, right? All right. So now we have, you know, the beginnings of an income statement. All right. So I am going to set this up now. Okay. So what I want to do now is I want to have like the financial statement items coming down the income statement, the income statement line items. But we want to identify the tags for Google Sheets that we want the sheet to pull from. So we want to say to Google Sheets, hey, go get the number that's attached or that has been tagged with this particular tag, right? So the tag for revenue is just the word revenue in brackets, okay? And then we're gonna have cost of revenue, and we're going to have gross profit. And you can see these are pretty straightforward in terms of what they are. And I'm just gonna, for the sake of speed here, I'm just gonna copy in the remaining tags that we want. Okay, so now we have basically a condensed version of the income statement. We have it set up for 2021, 2020, 2019. All right, so now we're gonna get into writing our function. So let's say we're interested in, how about we look at Nike? That would be a good one to look at. We're going to look at NKE, right? And we're going to start with year 2021. And let's link this up here. So we'll put that in there. And then we'll say, this is equal to this minus one, so that this is all automated. So all the user has to do is update those highlighted cells. Let's make this equal to this minus one. All right, so now we have our income statement. We want annual numbers. So let's say we're gonna make this Y for year, and let's put these numbers in millions. Okay, so I'm just gonna center these just so it looks a little more organized. And now I'm gonna write my function. So here is the function. We're going to say this IXBRL analyst uses this function called XBRL fact. So I'm going to say this is, let me blow this up so this is a little clearer too. All right. So we're going to say this is equal to XBRL fact. And we're going to give it a bunch of arguments, just like you would say, Google Sheets, sum up these numbers and you highlight the cells that you want to sum up. Well, we're going to tell XBRL fact, what are the inputs to this formula, all right? And so the inputs are going to be, we're going to take the company's ticker as the first argument. So it's going to be ticker, which is, in this case, cell B1. And we're going to use the account listed in column A. So I'm going to say A8. And we're going to do it for period 2021. So I'm going to say column B7. I'm sorry, cell B7. And the last argument that I want here is the frequency, which in this case is year. So I want to pull in whatever is in cell B3. And I don't need this equal sign. And then I'm going to scale this by whatever is in cell B4. Okay. And I've got it. Okay. All right. So there is my revenue for Nike in the period 2021. We can format this now. Let's drop the decimals. Let's add dollar signs. And now we can just, because I included absolute references in this formula, I can just click and drag this formula now and fill out the entire income statement and fill it out for three periods. Okay. So I'm going to say, drag this down. Now it's going to say error to begin because it's still loading. And there we have all of our numbers here. Okay. So we have net income of $5.7 billion. I can carry this across to 2019. And there is my numbers. Now I can check this if I want. So if I were to go back to the SEC's website, let's go back company search. I'm going to look for NKE. This is Nike. I'm going to go to their 10K, and looks like they had an amended 10K. It's not amended. I'm sorry. And let's go to item 8 and see what their revenue was. Let's see if it matches our spreadsheet. So let's go to item 8, which is right here. I follow the link. There's the auditor's report. Okay, here is the consolidated statement of income. Our revenue for 2021 was $44.538 billion. Because this is in millions. So if I go back to my sheet, that's what I should have, 44,538. That is indeed what I have. So I've pulled in this information automatically using this new functionality that we added to Google Sheets. And now we have a complete income statement. If you wanted to, you could check these numbers to make sure they work. So you could say, like, gross profit, this should be equal to sales minus cost of revenue. And so I'm expecting to see a zero here in this check, and that's what I get. I could look at operating expenses. So that should be the sum of all the operating expenses. So this should be sum of these guys, right? So that works out. So what I'm doing is I'm just checking to make sure what I'm getting out of this formula makes sense. Does it add up? I'm going to say, how about we check... net income. Let's say net income should be equal to operating income, or I'm sorry, earnings before tax minus taxes. All right. So just doing some quick checks here to see if this stuff works out. Okay. So it looks like these numbers that we pulled in they're complete. They're not missing anything. They correspond to what is actually in Nike's income statement. Another cool thing we can do is we could add sparkline. So we can say sparkline and we highlight these cells. Okay. And so that tells us, it gives us a trend of what's going on, a visual trend of what's going on in any particular financial statement line item. I don't like the way I set this up because these trend lines it looks like they're going down. So I put these in reverse chronological order. So the spark lines are a little out of whack. So what I can do is I can change this. Let's make this 2019. And I can change these formulas. Let's say this is, instead of -1, this is +1. And I can say that this is also +1. All right. So I just reversed the sequencing of these years so that my trend lines make sense. So if I look at revenue visually, it looks like revenue went down slightly in 2020 and then up in 2021. And so these are just quick visuals to give you a sense of what the trends are in each financial statement account. All right, so lots of cool things that you can do with this. You could imagine, you could expand this to multiple companies. You could look at things, across companies, across years. You can do horizontal analysis, vertical analysis, all sorts of different things that you can do quickly now that we've incorporated this new functionality into Google Sheets. All right, well, I appreciate you stopping by for this episode of Talking Assets. Hopefully you learned a little bit, and it's been great talking with you. I'll see you very soon. Take care.